And Overdrive Reality is back in the sound vault.
The party pit.
Called the party pit
party
this week.
Party pit 2.0.
It is Matt, Mike, and Adam, and we got the party going on in here today.
Don't hesitate on my name. Don't question who's sitting here.
Thanks to DJ Skillage for the awesome lighting.
Our sponsor for the day.
You didn't do your cool DJ noise at the beginning of the show.
Did you?
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you doing it.
The $3,000 worth of DJ equipment in here right now.
Yeah, thanks to our sponsor, DJ Skillage.
You're welcome, DJ Skillage. You're totally welcome. And it's funny. Everybody likes DJ Skillage, but did you see Facebook today? Did you guys see the new Facebook update today?
I liked it a lot, though, how you can either hit like, wow, anger. Have you seen it yet?
I saw that they were beta testing it in England? Norway?
I don't know. Somewhere.
But now it's available.
Today. It rolled out today.
It just came out today.
We got every single dislike button.
Yeah.
Well, the
angry one's kind of like a dislike.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because it's like, what was it? Zuckerberg was like, we don't want to promote negativity.
Facebook does nothing but promote negativity, though.
I think more the dislike would be kind of like bullying. Screw you, dislike, everybody dislike him, blah, 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 blah.
You saw how many dislikes that Rebecca Black got on her videos and stuff like that. Like millions of dislikes. Like it was ridiculous. It was 75% dislike on her first video.
So, it was a good video. I'm not gonna lie, I like that.
She got kind of hot, dude. She got.
Did you hear that other one? She had another song Saturday too.
No.
She did not.
All right, it's amazing. No, she's good. I liked her music.
I don't know. She's got a nice rack though now. That's all.
I never looked at her like that because is she of age yet?
No, I think she's 19, 20
years old. You better hope so.
Yeah, you better hope so for that comment on the show right now.
Rebecca Black, hit us up at overdrivereality@youtube.com/...
slash...
Overdrive Reality.
Slash Overdrive
Angry
Reality.
Angry emoji face.
Yeah.
Will you hold your microphone, please? I mean, this is a party. This is supposed to be a party.
We're out of control. We're out of control of the party.
The other day I was in Vegas and the club promoter, he's like, hey man, blah blah, I'll get you VIP access to the club, whatever. It's kind of late, so I gave him my phone number. So then 2 days he kept texting me like, oh man, I'll get you front of the line for this
of course
day. Yeah, so I wanted to just send him a picture of my middle finger. All right, I'm not coming to the clubs.
And why didn't you?
Why didn't I go to the clubs?
No, why didn't you send him the middle finger picture?
Oh, I don't know. At first I was gonna add him on Snapchat and then send him a dick pic for 1 second only.
But okay, what I want to understand is why was it a gay club?
No, they're just clubs in general. He kept texting me for 2 or 3 days after the fact.
Why?
See if I want to go to the club.
He was a promoter?
Yeah, he was a club promoter.
I like his enthusiasm, trying to get people out to the clubs, but
that's what your job is.
Yeah, but you don't harass people.
Wasn't harassing. He would just send me long messages,
Adam, it was great meeting you the other day. We'd like to get you into the club. Now I can give you as many passes as you want and free unlimited drinks for the first 2 hours. And after that, if you pay $10 more, I can get you 2 more hours.
Exactly. That's what Matt's gonna end up doing.
After my monster truck career, that's what I'm gonna be doing, is become a club promoter.
Yeah, so that's you're gonna have your own the old washed up musicians that just have their spot in Vegas all the time, like Britney Spears and
Jennifer Lopez.
They got killer shows out there, dude. Don't be fooled.
That's gonna be Matt. Matt's gonna have his own washed up show at the Luxor.
At the Luxor, man, I'm gonna be lucky if I get the Flamingo.
Flamingo's coming up, dude. They just redid a lot of rooms.
I've never been to Vegas. Luxor is the only one that I know.
Yeah, and it's really sad that you're the craziest person out of our team, and you've yet been to Vegas. And Adam and I have been to Vegas three times together.
I don't gambling. I'm not a good
gambler. You can go there to just go to a party, hit a bar, a club, anything.
I'm good at drinking.
That's all you can do.
That's all you need to do.
I might die. I don't think I'd survive.
You're welcome, Las Vegas, for the awesome plug we just gave you guys. I'm going to bring Mike down here.
Our sponsor for the night, Las Vegas.
I'm pretty sure they didn't need our plug.
No, they didn't need our plug.
They have tripled the lights in an elevator
that we have in our studio right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, no, I've never been. I need to get up there at one of these days. Oh, we're supposed to be going pretty soon.
Yeah,
right?
We'll be going in May.
In May?
Right. Yeah, we are going to Las Vegas in May.
Unless Apple doesn't unlock my phone.
Yeah. How... I have so many mixed thoughts about that situation, and I thought
for,
it was
for those of you are, that are not aware.
Go ahead, fill it in.
We have the discrepancy where who was it? The shooter from what?
San Bernardino.
They had the shooter. The shooting happened, and they were able. The cops were able to procure their cell phone, and now they want Apple to develop a software to unlock the phone and keep all of their information, data, text messages, emails, all that stuff without wiping the phone. And for that to be made, they need actual Apple employees to make that, because, you know,
and they need permission from Apple.
And they need permission from Apple.
I seen this real cool meme. It was like, oh, you think the government's Illuminati and they take control of everything in the world and they can't unlock an iPhone?
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, Illuminati's not real.
But that's the crazy thing to me. You would think the FBI would know how to unlock an Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, see, but the thing is like, I would imagine
I think what's with that iPhone is if you put the password in wrong 10 times,
it wipes the phone.
But if I'm not mistaken, what they could do is just pull like the hard drive and all the memory out of the phone. Like they can sit, somebody would just have to sit there and take the whole phone apart and reassemble it in like another phone.
Right, pretty much. Yeah. That's what you need to do. Mm. But do you think Apple's going to give in and actually develop this app?
They already said that they would not.
No, and the reason they
I know they released a letter, but that's what I'm saying. Do you think Apple's eventually going to give in? Do you think the FBI and the government's going to pressure them enough to do it?
I mean, like,
they're going to try, but they shouldn't.
Because as of right now, I don't think that it's that big of a deal to where they're not trying to catch Osama bin Laden part two with this fucking iPhone, you know what I mean? Like, they're not trying to catch Osama bin Laden's brother. I mean, it was a bad tragedy, but it's not like national terrorists or anything like that.
I mean
he's not a part of like some crazy terrorist organization like ISIS or anything.
That's what
like
they
that.
Want to connect him to and find more information about ISIS.
Chances are he's probably not. I mean, if they were like, this is Osama bin Laden's iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Apple would be like, all right, cool, we're gonna unlock Osama bin Laden's iPhone.
I mean,
you know what I mean? But yeah, this is just, you know, some kid that
Was like two people, it was a couple.
Yes, it was a couple that did it.
They did some crazy shit, and you know, it's unfortunate. But I mean, I don't think they could throw enough money at Apple, because it's not that important, you know what I mean? Like, you're not getting Osama bin Laden with this iPhone, you know what
who
I mean?
Somebody offered to do it for the FBI, though.
Oh, no, there's probably people that can do it, all right, no problem. I think the FBI just wants a quicker way to do it for anyone's phone.
Right.
And that's why Apple won't give in, because then if that technology gets out into the wrong hands, people are going to be swiping phones left and right and unlocking them, no problem.
No, absolutely, and that's, I'll give Apple the credit standing up and sitting there saying, we're not going to do this because of all of our customers and whatnot. And that's really stand up, because no offense to you guys, Apple, but I thought Apple would be the ones that would say, all right, yeah, we'll do this for you guys. You know, we'll unlock it for you guys and whatnot, come up with this new technology, because it's Apple. They like to hoard the market with whatever they can.
Yeah.
And for them to say that, I give you guys props, Apple. Thanks a lot for saving my ass, because I was about to go to Android.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that big of an Apple person. I'm all about that Android life. But, sponsor. But, yeah, I don't know, like that was actually, because normally they're the ones that want to corner the market, make as much money as they possibly can.
Right.
And I would imagine that they could probably work out a pretty hefty fucking contract for this technology. With the FBI having pretty much an unlimited amount of money, like, you know what I mean? They have like that, what is that, the black book or whatever like that, for all that back end unlimited spending that they have,
right,
so for stuff like that. They could literally throw as much money as they possibly could ever need to at Apple. It's just like right now the payoff isn't as big as it would be like for, you know, like an Osama bin Laden phone. You know what I mean? If it was like, if you had Osama bin Laden's phone right there, Apple.
The FBI is just using $10 billion as a ploy so they can unlock anyone's phone.
I figured that, but you know.
That's what I would imagine. I would imagine the FBI already got it open, just will take them a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, they're smart guys. I'm pretty sure that the FBI could.
They're gonna figure it out. I give them plenty of time to figure it out, and eventually now the one thing I was thinking though, say the FBI gets their hands on this and they get their deal with Apple. Now would local law enforcement be able to do this too? Then,
yeah, eventually it would probably have a trickle down effect, and that's why Apple's standing by their product and not that, opening it up.
Because that would be fucked up. Because I could get pulled over by an officer, and he'd be like, "Give me your phone, unlock it, and everything. Use that technology and unlock my phone."
Because then they could say, like, "Oh, you were texting and driving." And
right. Get exactly.
Well, if they really want to get you for texting and driving, they got to just go back and look at your bill. I mean, if it's going to come down to it, if they're going to look that far into it.
But then it's going to come down to warrants and stuff like that too. You know what I mean?
They can already get your cell phone records and who you called.
They could call T-Mobile and be like, "Hey, we need this on this. We got a warrant for this guy," and easily hand it over. T-Mobile immediately then has to have everything over.
You know what I'm surprised is how that's not a thing already. I would imagine that
to get into the phone.
Yeah, I mean,
you would think it would be a thing to get into
the
phone.
They can already get into the phone. I think the problem is, if they guess the password wrong 10 times, I know
that it erases that, but I would imagine at this point in technology's age and the FBI having an unlimited amount of money for research and development, I don't know how they don't have they don't have some sort of software for this already.
Well, I don't know how they don't have any software for this already, and I want to know what you guys think. So you guys can comment at the bottom of the video below, and we're going to wrap it up for this week for Overdrive Reality. And as you know, it's Adam, Mike, Matt. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. We'll see you guys next week on Overdrive Reality here in the Party Pit.
Thanks for $3,000 worth of lights. I'm going to piss on every single one of them.